Good afternoon. First of all, I have nothing to disclose. So I was asked to be on the panel to talk about the County Health Rankings tool, and not so much about the data side of the tool, but how people in local communities are using this data and the awareness that it creates to move local action forward, and particularly local policy action. How many in the room are familiar with the County Health Rankings? Okay, a good number of folks. But let me just give you, for those who may not be as familiar with this tool, a quick little tour through what County Health Rankings actually is. So what we do at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute is take secondary population health data and compute rankings. We look at 29 different pieces of data and create two summative measures, one that measures health outcomes, one that measures health factors. I'll show you our model in just a moment. And the whole purpose of this is to put data in context in a way that it raises attention in a community, that the media covers it, so that it will ultimately compel community leaders to bring folks together to further assess your community, talk about what's important to improve health, implement evidence-informed policies and programs, and ultimately improve health outcomes. Now, if the horizontal part of this model works, who cares? We really have to get over to that vertical side that you see over on the right-hand side in order for this tool to be an effective tool. So as we said, we look at data that measures health outcomes, which we consider a picture of today's health in your community, and health factors, which are a picture of tomorrow's health. And for those of you who have not seen the rankings, this model illustrates in further detail the types of data areas that we collect and compute to create the rankings themselves. The actual real place you find the County Health Rankings is online at countyhealthrankings.org. And the County Health Rankings are released every year in the spring. The data is refreshed, a new set of rankings are released, and again, a new opportunity for awareness raising in communities. As I said, the whole point is about taking action, however. And we really see this as an opportunity to raise awareness, not just with public health folks, where that determinant model of health is familiar to all of you, but really with our partners in the center of this take action model. So how can we motivate mayors, county executives, education leaders, chamber of commerce leaders, business leaders, philanthropy, and normal citizens about what it takes to improve health in your community? So our funding partner, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, soon after the first County Health Rankings were released, said, yep, data out on the web in a compelling way is not enough. We really need to further this project by providing resources to communities to take action. And thus, the birth of the County Health Roadmaps part of the project was born. And what we do through roadmaps is a number of different threads. One is we provide now on our website additional tools and resources that people can focus on this take action model. And we pull together links to a lot of the really good work that many of the folks in this room are probably familiar with or authors of to help guide non-public health people through a community health improvement cycle. We also, we being the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation in this case, has allocated funding to fund Roadmaps to Health community grants that are supporting currently 12 grantees around the nation, and next month we'll add an additional 18 grantees who are working on policy initiatives to focus on the social and economic factors that affect health. And we're working with a number of partner organizations, working with their national organizations to disseminate information, not only just about the rankings, but about the multiple determinants of health model and how we need partners from different sectors to work together to take action in local communities. Our first national partner organization is United Way Worldwide. And so when I was asked to be part of this this panel to talk about policy and action, what I thought would be helpful is to talk about each of these avenues of roadmaps and give you a couple of quick examples of ways people have taken the County Health Rankings tool and are advancing action in their community. And they're going to be wide and varied because our communities and our nation is a wide and varied place. And so I hope that throughout the five examples I'm going to give you quickly in the next 9 minutes and 26 seconds, you will have a taste of the kinds of ways other communities have done that will inspire you. And for anyone who didn't, that taste whets your appetite, I'll be around afterwards, and we also have a booth in the exhibit hall. We'd love to talk with you. So the first example I want to give you is a community that really has worked through our Action Center. In fact, when the County Health Rankings were first released, we had a real commitment to make our best attempt not to have people blindsided by this. So before the first set of rankings were released, we worked with colleagues at state health departments throughout the nation and said we want to make sure every lowest ranked county in the nation in each state is notified prior to the rankings coming out. So my state health department colleagues called most of the lowest ranked counties within their own state, but a few states said, yeah, this is your report, why don't you make that call? I now have real empathy for physicians who have to tell someone they have cancer, because honestly, it really felt like you were delivering very heartbreaking news. So I called, one of my first calls was to Clare County, Michigan, the lowest ranked county in Michigan, and I found this wonderful local health officer by the name of Mary Cushion. And when I told her the news that her county, she runs actually a six county health department, but one of the counties was the lowest ranked, she said, well, I didn't think we'd be the lowest. I knew we weren't going to be good, but we're going to use this as a real opportunity. They'd been waiting for the rankings to initiate a community health improvement effort. She already had a public health summit planned, and she used this kind of news media that came out in Clare County as a clarion call to that public health summit, to which, in a very small rural county, 125 people showed up on a Tuesday morning in March of 2010. That group has now grown together. They've conducted a comprehensive community health assessment. They now call themselves Together We Can, and you can see they've modified our model. We encourage you to modify our model to fit your local needs, and are moving action forward. Clare County has also used a new tool that we just premiered on the County Health Ranking site, What Works for Health. We had an earlier iteration of this through the University of Wisconsin to really focus on where the strongest evidence was in the areas they had identified as important focus areas. And so just to give you a sense of some of the areas they're focusing on, and the six counties in central rural Michigan, Mary tells a great story about at their initial summit, there were a couple of people there who were thinking about FQHC expansion in this very rural area of Michigan. And there were two people in the room who were actually going off to write expansion grants that were not aware of each other. And Mary was able to link them together. They further linked with the local health system. They wrote the expansion grant. They were not funded. And the health system said, this is the right thing to do. We're going to create this rural clinic anyway. Since that time, they appealed the decision and are now have been designated an FQHC, but it did not happen until 9 months after the door of that new clinic happened. They are looking at nutrition and physical activity, are taking a concerted approach around healthy food choices, starting with vending machines in their schools. They're working on safe routes to school. They're working on breastfeeding support in a number of workplaces, and they're working on issues related to substance abuse, including alcohol compliance checks and responsible server training. And they're really doing all of this under challenging political times where in their state, government policy has become a really, has gotten a bad name, and they're fighting against repeal of positive public health practices that have gone forward. And for example, they just repealed their motorcycle helmet law in the state of Michigan. So it has not been easy, but they have a real concerted effort. So I also mentioned that the foundation has funded 12 communities throughout the nation with money. I want to point something out. Clare County has no money to do this. I mean, that is work they've done through allocating and reallocating local services. I will also point out that they just now have received one of the new community transformation grants for small communities. So it shows that when you bring people together and focus on this, you prepare yourself for funding opportunities when they come forward. So the Roadmaps grantees are varied, as you can see from this slide. They go from east to west. There are some in between California and the East Coast. I did realize that as I put this slide together, I had three of our coastal communities, but they are representative of all geography throughout the nation. And again, I won't have time to go into these in great detail, but in Richmond, California, they're really focusing on community-based criminal justice options versus building a new jail. And this is an advocacy effort, and they have just been successful in convincing their local sheriff not to build a new jail and to look at options for folks who are facing incarceration that are more holistic and more likely to result in those members of the community being productive members upon completion of their sentences. They've also been successful in advancing a policy to ban the box so that prior criminal history is not asked on employment applications. In contrast, Providence, Rhode Island is working on education reform. And this actually is a project throughout the state of Rhode Island, but a lot of work happening in Providence. And they are working on a number of initiatives to expand quality early childhood education, a legislative initiative in their legislature to move to universal all-day kindergarten. And then a number of efforts, they've partnered with the city of Providence. All of this has happened since their grant was awarded, to really focus on early grade reading. And the mayor, Angel Tavares, in Providence has been a real advocate for thinking through early grade reading and has been a great advocate at bringing those many different partners to the table. And in Alameda County, California, right across the bay here, a project is funded to work on income security. And they're working on a savvy consumer toolkit to help people think through financial practices in their own community, as well as working on a responsible banking ordinance that will focus on decreasing the prevalence of predatory lenders in their community and focusing on how the city and the county invest their financial resources. For those of you who have interest in that further, there will be a session tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the West Convention Center, room 2008, and the folks from Alameda will be there. And so finally, I want to talk about our national partner, United Way. And the United Way of Toledo, which I've highlighted here, will also be in that session tomorrow morning. So if your appetite's being whetted on these topics, the real people will be present tomorrow morning to talk with you. And they have an effort that really is combining a focus on income, health, and education to really center the efforts of the United Way, both financial and human resources, to increasing high school graduation in the city of Toledo. So a couple of successful efforts that they have been at the helm of leading with other partners have been a universal school breakfast program. And really, you have to come hear Kate Sommerfeld from Toledo talk about the quirks and the challenges in achieving that. They're working on a housing security project to be sure that lower income families can stay in their housing and so that their children don't bounce from school to school. And they're working on a model of the school as community hub. United Way of Santa Cruz, California, is working also in a similar way of integrating the themes that United Way Worldwide is encouraging local United Ways to focus on for impact in their community. And they call them the three building blocks of life: health, education, and income. And Santa Cruz is working, has a variety of youth who've worked on a healthy restaurant ordinance, community-supported agriculture, and also very heavily involved in custody alternative work in their community. So this has been a quick tour through the kinds of ways that people are using the county health rankings through a variety of different partners in the community to really reinforce these summary messages that health is more than healthcare. It takes all of us to improve it, and we need to work together to make that happen. And for those of you who would like to know more about the county health rankings, feel free to sign up for our newsletter. Many of these efforts are featured in webinars we hold throughout the year. And at that point, I'm ready to take questions if anybody has.
I have a question.
Okay.
So the folks or the counties that are getting grants, did you find that they're usually the counties that were the lowest ranked that sort of took the data and really did what Clare County did, or was it a mix?
There's a mix, and the grants actually also, several of them are statewide initiatives. So, for example, the Rhode Island one is a statewide initiative. There's an initiative in Kentucky that's a statewide initiative focusing on implementing an earned income tax credit in their state. You know, for someone like me from Wisconsin, that just was baffling to me that they didn't have an earned income tax credit. But so one of the things I think, you know, is sometimes what we know in our own community is not true throughout the nation. So it wasn't a specific criteria that they must be the lowest ranked, but they must be able to show some need. And certainly one of the challenges with the county health rankings is some of you come from healthiest counties in the U.S., but you know in your community there are areas of great need within the healthiest county in a state. And so we really appreciate people who are able to disaggregate that data and show those disparities even within places where the countywide statistics show great health. Yeah, back here.
So is there any thought to increasing the functionality of the website at all to be able to compare counties of your own choice directly with each other? Just for example, we participated in a number of statewide projects.
Uh-huh.
There might be 7 or 10 counties in California doing work. And
sure.
It's nice to see all those.
Right. There are two ways you can do that right now on the website. One is if you go to the county snapshot, there's a little box that says compare counties, and you can compare up to 6. Sorry, it doesn't get you to 7, but you can compare 6, and it'll give you a printout with all of the data right lined up against each other, next to each other. The other option you have is you can download the data for your state or the whole national data set. So if you're facile with Excel, you could line them up next to each other by downloading that. And if people are using that, we put that compare counties feature in there because of feedback like yours. I'm not the web person, so I don't know if we can go bigger than 6, but if people are finding that's a need, we make changes on that website because people like you give us feedback. There was a question up here. Do you want me to take one more?
Yeah, maybe one more, and then we'll.
Okay. And right there.
So with this data, like you hope that there is that, you know, vertical change.
Right.
So what do you do when like a community finds out that they're low but doesn't seem to care? Or
right.
Like the key stakeholders, the people who can make the changes, and maybe it should be the key numbers too, but
right.
When that information just, you know, kind of falls on
you. Right. Well, you know, we can't force people to do things.
Well,
but
right.
One of the things that we've been able to do with the county health roadmaps is add staff who are specifically devoted to providing technical assistance and community engagement services. Prior to that, that was one part of me, and now we have two and are adding a third full-time staff person. So, for example, this year when we make the calls to the lowest-ranked counties, we're not just going to call to say, you're lowest ranked and here's the communications toolkit. We're going to call and say, you're lowest ranked, here's the communications toolkit, let's talk about how you're going to respond to the media. And then would you like assistance for us to help you create a plan for how your community is either already addressing this, because that's the other thing. Most of these communities know they're lowest ranked and already have efforts underway. So sometimes it's as important for them to be able to shine a light on the good work they're doing as they're being graded as the lowest, and use it as an opportunity to invite other people to come to the table. And we are working also on how we can link people. For example, with a Mary Cushion. When I called Mary Cushion, one of the things she said to me is, who's the lowest ranked in Wisconsin when you did this? And does that health officer look anything like us? And it actually was a rural central Wisconsin community, so we were able to link those people together to provide support and encouragement. And just finally, we're also trying to really populate the website with stories from other communities and tools and resources from other communities, because we know communities speaking to communities is the most effective way. So call us, or all over the website you'll find, need help? Contact the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps team. And if you click on that and send us an email or give us a phone call, someone will actually respond. So
thank you so much. That's great.